We have so much to be thankful for. We really do. And, you know, whenever we really get to understand that, we'll be happier people. I know the devil's fighting, but the angels of heaven are fighting also on our behalf. And God is keeping us in the palm of his hands, whether we understand that or not. And sometimes when it looks the darkest is when it's the brightest. It really is. Because God's really working on the scene when it's dark, and he's there to keep us and to make sure the enemy doesn't take us out. And you know, and this is the absolute truth. You have to understand the harder the enemy fights you, that's how strong your anointing is. If you didn't have an anointing to destroy his kingdom, he wouldn't touch you in any way, shape, or form. And that's why we need to be thankful for that, too, that he's so stupid that he actually shows us, you know, who we really are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Father, I truly do thank you tonight, and I praise you, and I give you honor, and I give you glory for all things that you are doing for each and every person in this room and in the sound of my voice. And Father, you kept telling me today that church was not ever going to be the same. And Father God, I understand that more each and every day. And so we can't look at what used to be. We have to move forward and walk in your footsteps that are ahead of us, not the ones that are behind us. And we have to understand that you're in control of all things and that you are doing what needs to be done in your houses of worship. And Father, we thank you that you're here with us this night. And that you're here, Father God, to drop your glory upon your people and set them free. Father God, we sang there's freedom in the house of the Lord. And we're asking you to do that tonight. Free us all up, Father God, so we can serve you from the very depths of our beings. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, I'm really going to just read something that I ran across the other day. Because it's so imperative, and it's exactly what God has been talking about. And, you know, God's trying to, he's been trying to get our families in our homes cleaned up for quite some time, but it hasn't been working. But so God's doing what he needs to do to strip us bare so that we really hear his voice and we really become the families that God wants us to be. We need to be an example to the world of what a family of God really truly looks like. I don't see that in the house of God. I really don't. I see too much confusion and perversion and all kind of junk. So let's go ahead and read this. It's by Nate Johnson. And what God said is, I am breaking family yokes. Recently in a dream, the Lord took me into a hoarder's home filled with rubbish, old belongings, and piles of stacked boxes, filling it to the point that I could barely walk through it. Then I heard the Lord say, prophesy to the home, prophesy to the four corners of the home exactly like it says in Ezekiel 37, 4 through 5. Then he said in Ezekiel 37, 4 through 5, says, then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life, sweeping the home clean. So I began to prophesy and speak to the home. I began to speak God's heart and intentions over every room of the house, until suddenly a torrential wind entered and started helping. It came through lifting up every box, piece of trash, and piece of clutter, and blew it out of the house. I'll be glad when he does that to my house, because my house has become a clutter. How many of you know that God is really, truly working in your home? So he really is. And this is why we're seeing all the turmoil in our homes, is because God's getting the trash out so that all that remains is the Spirit of God. Then the Lord said, and this is what God spoke, I'm sweeping out the home, I'm cleaning it out, and I'm going to shut the doors on the enemy where he has ruled and reigned. Because doors have been opened and families have been left vulnerable and wide open to the attack of the enemy. This is an hour that I'm coming to heal and repair generations upon generations of damage. And I am restoring families back to their original design that I intended for them. For many years, addiction and dysfunction have been the legacy of families. But this will be a season I turn the enemy's agenda on its head and begin to shift families into powerful kingdom legacy. Instead of the addiction and dysfunction and endless cycles, these families will suddenly step into blessing, into favor, and into health. You know, I'm older than y'all, so I know what it's like to live in a, you know, when we had peace. Way back there, we had peace. And there was love and there was joy, but now you don't see any of that anywhere. There's so much dysfunction, and there's no joy, there's no peace, there's just hate upon hate, you know, and there's no love in the house of God. I'm talking about our homes, okay? And it used to be that whenever you had a family, you really had a family. You had a father and a mother who loved each other, who loved their kids. You had grandparents who loved you. It was really wonderful. And every now and then I'd say, I'd like to go back to those days. But I really don't, because what lies before us is so much better. That's the rapture in heaven. Amen. God said, in a moment, I'm coming to sweep out the issues and the constant sicknesses that have been pervading marriages and families for generations. I'm coming to establish my kingdom in homes where there has been open rain for the enemy to come and plant cancerous weeds. Yes, I am pulling out the weeds that have been planted and have been growing in the dark where the light has not been allowed to shine. The unspoken conversations where sickness has been allowed to fester and grow for years. And I am shining my light upon them so that the weeds can be pulled out once and for all. So you wonder why stuff's going on in your homes? God's pulling out all those weeds that's been in there for years and years and years. So instead of us getting upset over what God's doing, we should be rejoicing that we're going through the mess before God can bring his glory into our homes. And I don't know about you. Excuse me. I don't know about you, but I know God's cleaned up my house. Yes. He really is. And he told me when he cleaned it up, I wouldn't like some of the things he had to do. But in order to clean up, he had to do some things. So, you know, the same goes with you all. There's certain things God has to do to get your home cleaned up. All right. The young man said, the box of lost and found. I saw the doors of this house flinging wide open as the wind of heaven blew through it. Then I looked over at a corner of this home and saw a small box. As I came over to it, I noticed it said lost and found. In this box, I found scrolls and deeds sealed with family crest and family names. Inside of them were homes, promises of prodigals returning home, finances restored, and a full bill of health. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I knew that this box was a redemption of the war on families. It was a place of restoration for things that had been lost and stolen. We've all had stuff stolen from us, haven't we, by the enemy through the years, especially our children. This box represented the Lord's plan to turn every assignment of the enemy on its head and flip the script for families who have faced endless warfare and robbery for generations. In its place, God is giving the deeds to clean bills of health in every way. So many families have had endless sicknesses coming against them, with illnesses running in their family lines for generations. I saw that there had been addictions and perversions and many sins that had been handed down from father to son and from mother to daughter for many generations. Yet, in a moment, they were completely severed and God was restoring health and wholeness. How many of you are waiting for that moment when God restores all things? I saw there had been a poverty spirit over families for many generations, and God was healing them. I saw prodigals coming home. I saw husbands who were returning back to the Lord. I saw that this box represented the season we're entering into, the season of restoration for the family of God. So all of us who have been out there crying out to God, God, touch my children. God, come and restore my home back into the place of glory that it used to be. You know, God is on the move, and this is what God is doing. All right, restorers of the breach. Then God said, you see, the enemy has targeted the family more than ever before. He's brought his battle to the family living room. He placed this war in the living room for a purpose, because he wants to destroy and crumble families from the inside out. But the Lord says, in this hour I am putting a mantle upon my church to be restorers of the breach. And they will expel the enemy. They will throw him out. They will cast him out into the darkness. And they will build up the foundations that for many generations have been torn down. And that is what he's doing right now. If you don't understand it, I'm telling you that is what he's doing right now. I don't care what situation your family's in. And our families are in different situations. God has that thing in his hands. And what God has promised you, he's going to restore. And Jeremiah 30, verse 8 said, and it shall come to pass in that day, declares the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off your neck, and I will burst your bonds, and foreigners shall no more make a servant of him. You know, when he called about the wind, when he talked about the wind blowing one day, whenever God was telling me to clean the house up, he said, don't you hear the wind? My wind is already in your home, and my wind is cleaning up this house. So, you know, maybe God's saying to you, don't you feel the wind? You know, because God is blowing over your situations. You know, God is saying right now that each one of us have an eternal value with God. And he's not going to let the enemy destroy any of us. He's going to bring everything in full alignment to how it should be. Not how we have determined it to be, but how it should be. And we're going to see great changes in our lives, in our homes, in our situations. And we're not even going to quite understand at first what God's doing. But when we finally understand it, it's going to be a marvelous thing. That's just what God said. Amen. And he's also telling me to tell you he is truly restoring your children back to their rightful place in the kingdom of God. And we're going to see much salvation of our children in our homes. All right. And I'm hearing him say the timeline is right. The timeline for my complete restoration of all things is here. All right, God goes on to say there is deliverance coming upon you. There is freedom coming upon you where your family has been in torment for many generations. The Lord said, in this hour, I'm taking off the reproach of many generations from your shoulders. You're going to feel a yoke break off of you that has been on your shoulders for many, many generations. I am breaking the heavy yokes that have been around your neck, and you will no longer identify with them. Yeah, that's a great big amen, isn't it? Some of you have been crying out to God and crying out to God. Well, we have been crying out to God because I have been too. We've been crying out to God and crying out to God. God, deliver us from this evil in our lives, in our homes, you know, in our families. And God is finally going to do it. He's heard her cry all along. And Alan, you know, I keep looking to you because God's saying he's going to restore your daughter to wholeness once again. And you will be a family. You two will be a family, as your heart desires you to be. And Isaiah 61:4 says, they will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. All right, breaking off Jezebel's slavery. I even see many different spirits that have followed families for generations, going from father to son, and they are being broken. In this hour, I see where the Jezebel spirit has been jumping down the generation line from family member to family member. We see that, don't we? This has been taking place for many generations, and Narcissism has been following. And then God said, I am breaking the yoke that has been enslaving my people. In this hour, I declare, let my people go. They are being set free in Jesus' name. They will no longer tolerate her or appease her. They will no longer let her into their marriages and relationships. And you, we are the ones really that does allow the enemy to come into our marriages and our relationships. We allow it. And in this hour, I am breaking off all access to Jezebel's minions that have plagued your home with unrest and chaos. Familiar spirits are being shut off from their access. Surveilling and monitoring spirits are having their access removed so they can no longer see into your homes and marriages. Witchcraft and control are being severed, and the roots and all connection points are being disconnected so that my freedom is able to break out in homes. For it's time to fortify the homes and turn dens of brokenness into places of my glory. Let's just believe that God's already begun that work right now tonight. And, you know, we're going to want to go to our homes. I don't know about you, but sometimes I like to just get in a car and go somewhere to escape. But we can't escape. We have to stay there and fight the enemy. But it won't be wonderful when you're so excited that all you want to do is go home, because the peace of God is there. All right, raising up a standard over families. God said, I'm raising up a standard right now over families. In Isaiah 59:19, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. I see the walls, this is a young man said, I see the walls of the Red Sea receding. I see families crossing through onto dry ground. I see the places where it feels like there have been obstacles on every side, where many have even asked, how can this marriage pass through this obstacle? Or how can my children find Jesus in the midst of the cultural wars? Or how can my child find their God-given identity again in such a time of gender confusion? Isn't that all true? All true. And we're trying, you know, I saw that article today where, you know, we're trying to raise our children upright. And in that school, I think it was in California, where they have this satanic Satan club after school for the young kids. You know, you're sending your kids out there to be destroyed. You know, you send them out there to be taught, and then they're teaching about Satan. They have Satan clubs. Unreal. When I read it, it was unreal. See how far the world has gone. God's saying totally down into poverty of soul. You were stripped of everything decent. The Lord says, I have promised you that your children and your families will cross through onto the dry ground. This is a time and an hour that I'm leading the family of God out of Egypt. I'm leading those who've been through dysfunction and through many, many, many generations of warfare and demonic attack. I'm leading them out, says the Lord. This is an hour that I'm raising up the former devastations of the family. Do you really want God to come into your family, yes, into your home? Then trust him tonight. Believe me, you know, God would keep telling me he's going to do it, and I saw it getting worse, but I just trusted always that this is what God told me, and now I'm seeing it come to pass. God really is working on your behalf. But you have to come to a place where you really trust God, and no matter what your eyes see, or what the enemy whispers in your ear, you remember what thus saith the Lord. And it's not easy when you see all hell breaking loose around about you. It's not easy when the devil comes in to harass you over and over again. But you have to keep your trust in God to see it come to pass. Right now I prophesy over you. I take authority over every single assignment and principality that's been sent to disassemble and dismantle your family for many generations. Every single one of them shall be broken. Every vow and every agreement that was made by your forefathers, by your family, for many generations ago. We immerse under the blood of Jesus and we make a better covenant right now. Lord, we ask for a new bloodline to be set over those who are reading this right now, that you would set a new bloodline in Jesus' mighty name. I want you to receive in your heart right now the truth of what God is doing, not the lie of what the enemy is telling you is going on. Please receive that right now. This generation thing God's saying is broken right now over your life, over your family, over your loved ones. He's breaking that generational curse right now. And he's setting you and your families totally and completely free. And, you know, sickness is prevailing all across the land. I don't care what I read, people in the house of God are sick. God is breaking that curse right now. He's breaking that curse of sickness off of his people. We can't be sickly and go out there and minister. But he's breaking it right now. And I don't know about you, but I'm receiving that. I trust God. I believe what he says. And if you really look at yourself, God, the devil's attacking you more in your health right now than he ever has. Why? Because we're right there. Right there at the crossing. Right there waiting for the drop of the glory. And the enemy's trying to take us out. And I'm hearing God, he's trying to make the body of Christ dysfunctional by his evil deeds that he brings into the house. Don't receive it. All right, yes, the Lord says that, this is God speaking here, he is sending a new bloodline from this day forward, and you will no longer identify with the place you have come from. You will honor and respect your family line, but will step into my bloodline from this day forward. It is a new day, and everything that is behind you is immersed under the blood of Jesus. Can you believe it's a new day right now? That you're truly immersed in the blood of Jesus. And the enemy can't touch you. The enemy can't touch you. I look at little Trinity, and I know that just her father's raised her, but there's always this evil presence around them that's trying to snatch away their peace. But Trinity holds on to God with everything she has. You know, and on Halloween, she said, God, what can I do for you? I think I'm saying this right. They're all out there, you know, honoring the devil, but I'm going to sit here and I'm going to praise you. And so Halloween night, none of our kids did that, did they? But Chris's daughter did that. She sat in her house and praised the Father. She is totally immersed in God and trusts him in every area of their life. This is where we need to be. This is what we need to be doing. Trusting God. And her life is not full of peace. I mean, she has her trials and tribulations with these things around about her. But she still hangs on to God. She has fears. She has nightmares. This is what the devil does, trying to keep her, make her believe that God's not in control. But she trusts God. And God said the little children shall lead them. And ever since they told me about that, I think about that constantly. Us grown-ups need to take some lessons from the little ones. Amen. All right. But you, 1 Peter 2:9 says, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may, why are we all that? That you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And that's 1 Peter 2:9. Maybe you have been wrestling with addiction. Maybe you're wrestling with infidelity. Maybe you're wrestling with a broken marriage. Maybe you're wrestling with the grief of a prodigal son or daughter. Maybe you're wrestling with being isolated and alienated. Maybe you're wrestling with not being able to find who God's called you to run with, your partner or your soulmate. Whatever it is, and in whatever way the enemy has warred against you, today the Lord wants to set you free. If we really trusted God, we wouldn't have to be going through deliverances. You know, please, if you're going through deliverances, go through deliverance. But if we really trusted God's word, God's been telling me lately, no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. You know, people can say what they're going to do to me, but God's not going to allow it to happen. Satan can talk into your ears and say, you're always going to be bound. But that's just him. That's not what God's word said. Through the blood of Jesus, we're totally set free. So he said, we have to determine which voice are we going to listen to. And it's showing you whether or not you're a warrior or not. Are you willing to fight? Because you're going to have to fight. It's just not going to, I can guarantee you, it's not going to fall in your lap. You're going to have to fight. Then this young man said, I believe today there's an anointing on this to break bondages, especially for those of you who've grown up in narcissistic households and who for many generations have experienced narcissism, even seeing the patterns and fruit of it in their own life. The Lord is breaking the Jezebel spirit that's been trying to put itself on you, wanting you to identify with it, and today it breaks. And narcissism is excessive interest in or admiration of oneself. and one's physical appearance. In other words, you love yourself. The psychological is selfishness involving a sense of entitlement, a lack of empathy, and a need for admiration as characterizing a personality type. And psychoanalysis means, of this word narcissism, self-centeredness arising from failure to distinguish the self from external objects, either never young babies or as a feature of mental disorder. There's a lot of narcissism in the house of God. And God's saying he's breaking that. You know, when you say, what about me, what about me, what about me? There you go, you're a narcissism. When you're always thinking about yourself and what you deserve. All right? The Lord says to you today that you are pure. The Lord says to you today that you are holy. The Lord says to you today that you no longer have to identify with the sins of your forefathers in Jesus' mighty name. And I put that in green because that is what God is saying to you. That you are pure, that you are holy, and you no longer have to identify with the sins of your forefathers. You know, some of you in here, you know that you weren't out there doing dumb stuff to be as bound up as you are. So that means then a generational curse has come down the line, and it's touched you. And what you're doing now is paying for what your forefathers did. Your father, your mother, your grandfather, grandma, you know, people down the line. You need to tell the devil that you're breaking that bondage with him right now. That you're no longer going to pay the price of for the sin of somebody else. You know, and just tell him he has to leave you alone. He's not going to say, oh, really? And walk away. He's not. He's going to fight you at every turn. You're telling me to leave. I know I had a battle with him. I didn't do any sin, but I told him what he wasn't going to do to me, and I told him where he could go. And, oh, he says, is that right? Well, he took me for a trip. All right. But I kept hanging on to God, and I kept saying, but you can't kill me. I did. I kept yelling, you can't kill me. And finally, he let me alone. It ended. Because I wasn't going to bow to his tactics. And God told me he's going to turn you every which way but loose. In other words, I was going to have a battle on my hands. So how many of you guys already said you're going to go into a dark place, but I'm in there with you? You're going to go into a dark place. If God said it, that's where you're going to go. But his last statement was, I will be with you. He's holding your hand. He's in that dark place with you. Remember the one day he married Catherine Baxter? He took her to hell quite a bit. And one day he took her there and left her. And she couldn't figure out. She said, why did you leave me alone? She got panicky. I forgot what his answer was. But he was teaching her something. Anyhow, he didn't leave her alone. He just went to the side. God is always with us when we go through anything that's dark. And sometimes you say, God, but, you know, how many of these dark places do I have to go through? You go through as many as he wants you to. He's trying to build character in you. He's trying to strengthen you, trying to make you a warrior. And he knows what it's going to take to make you the man of God or woman of God that he needs to do the work that he needs done. And you and I both know that some of us were cream puffs, and we couldn't help God do anything. But through all the trials and the tribulations that we've gone through, we've grown. I remember the day I really got mad. The devil and I stood up and I said, devil, you're done. And he knew I meant it. And he was done. See, so whenever you let the devil know you're finished in my life, I'm not going to let you do this to me no more, he'll leave. But until he knows that you're determined, he'll stay around. He'll keep tormenting you. How many of you are going to get a backbone of steel tonight? Because God said to me, daughter, I've given you a forehead and a black backbone of steel. Why are you allowing the enemy to do this to you? See, I was allowing it because I was not fighting. God's already won the battle, but we have to do the fight. God's growing us up. That's why you have your Job experience in the Bible. Job said, well, if you let me have them, they'll leave you. And so God's proven a point. Sometimes I wish he wouldn't be so hard of a point, right? He's proven a point to Satan that you're not going to leave, that you're strong, and you're going to stand no matter what he brings your way. Now, how many of you in here tonight can really, truly, when Thanksgiving happens tomorrow morning, that you can say, God, I thank you for the Job experience. Over and over and over again, I thank you that you put me through these Job's experience, because it's made me the woman of God or man of God that you need me to be. It's making me the strong tower that I have to be so that the enemy doesn't take me out. Because what the enemy's doing, he's waiting for the opportune time to throw his last punch at you. And he's trying to give God a black eye by doing that. But if you've been learning your lessons as you've been going through your Job experiences, you'll never give God a black eye, because you'll stand strong and you'll just start telling the devil what he's going to do. You listening? You know, I was taking the drug addicts into my home and I was helping them. They were tearing my house apart. So one day I said, I've had enough of this. God doesn't want me to allow you to do this. So I said, you know, you either get rid of your drugs or you get out, because you're not tearing my house up anymore. They looked at me and they said, I'm leaving. Goodbye. But I had to take my stand. So each one of you are going to have to take your stand. Devil, you cannot do this to a child of God. I'm done. And God just waiting for you to say, I'm done. He just waiting to hear you say, tell the devil to get going. Then his hands are untied, and he can just come into your life and set you free. So how many of you tonight really want your family set free? Want your home set free? Because we all know our homes get bound too. And you just want to walk in total freedom, laughing at the devil 24/7. God's here to do that tonight. There's a special anointing for that, because he's tired. God's tired of us allowing the enemy to destroy us. Jesus was tempted 40 days and 40 nights. And he kept saying, it's written, it's written, it's written. And you know, for one time I was going through a battle and I kept saying, it's written, it's written, it's written. Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon formed against me shall ever prosper. It's written, it's written. You know, the devil left me alone. He got tired of hearing that. So we have to throw the word back at the devil in order to set ourselves free. We're here to help you, but you have to fight too. What if we all died except you? And here you are, you know, you have these demons that are trying to control you. Who's going to help you? You and Jesus. God told me not to, about a year ago. He said, daughter, it's just you and I. Nobody else, just you and I. We're walking this alone. And we walked it alone, just him and I. But I got through it. You can too, you and Jesus. God knows how much you love him. He knows how much you're struggling. And now he wants to set you free tonight. So let's just come to the altar. And let's just let God give us that special touch. And we're free indeed.